Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Trinity Talks. My name is Kyla, and I'm the online engagement director here at Trinity. And this winter, we are starting a new sermon series called Heroes of Faith. And so we're going to be talking about some of the stories of people in the Bible and how their faith shaped their lives. But I also wanted to take a moment to just talk about who are the people in our church and how has faith shaped their lives. So I'm really happy to have Jordan and Jesse with me here today to talk a little bit more about what faith has looked like in their lives. So welcome to the podcast,
guys. Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
So I want to start just by asking, you know, how did you first learn about Jesus? And then what made you decide to follow Jesus for yourself? And maybe we'll start with you, Jesse.
Yeah, sure. So I'm lucky enough to be raised in a Christian family. So I kind of had it built in me in terms of like the moment I could pretty much understand what Jesus was. That's kind of how I first knew about him. And I think I'm sure Jordan kind of like relates to this too, but the double-edged sword of being raised in a Christian household is you kind of take it for granted until I feel like you actually take that first step to actually commit to Christ. And I would say for me, that moment really happened to me around like tail end of like grade five. Unfortunately, when I went to grade four, I moved to a different school. So around that time, I got into bullying, all that other stuff. And so I didn't do really well in school then. I was really distracted, obviously, because of that. And so by the end of grade five, I realized, you know, wallowing my own self-pity and just not doing well, right? I realized I neglected a big part of like what I could have done to actually, you know, address this, which was my faith. And so before I moved into middle school, I kind of took time set aside and started praying to God. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to take my faith seriously now. I want you to kind of like, you know, help me with me actually how do I approach bullying? You know, I want to actually dedicate my life to you and they basically helped me turn my life around. Cause for me, like, this is the closest I could get to like, you know, rock bottom as a kid. And no, he really answered my prayers because like both through his word and like, through that like act of prayer and kind of starting praying more seriously from that point on, not only did I know how to actually start approaching like, you know, how people like initially bullied me, but I was able to change my whole mindset around where before I was quite negative because of that experience. I was able to kind of look more towards the positive side of things. And especially like it basically helped me reinvent myself entirely for middle school. And especially I think around grade eight, God really made his presence felt known to me. It was kind of random out of nowhere. I had a very visceral experience of the Holy Spirit like filling me. And I had no idea what that was. Kind of freaked me out. Yeah. Talking to my parents, like what's going on? Yeah. Like, I really want to like praise and like write songs for God. I was like, this has never happened before. And my parents were like, Jesse, calm down. That's the Holy Spirit. And that's when I really knew that, yeah, this is real.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, that's great. Yeah, what about for you, Jordan?
Yeah, a similar aspect to what Jesse said. So I was raised in a Christian household as well. So God was always there. He's always up there. And I was like, yeah, we love him. But, you know, growing up, I think going to church was more of just a cultural exercise of just like, sure. Oh, I'm going to church because my mom goes to church and, you know, my family and stuff. So, you know, I think for when I really started to take my faith seriously is when actually Jesse's actually was part of this. Jesse and I and Chris Andrews were in a Bible study group years and years ago with Dale Giesbrick, Bill Crawford, shout out to them. And we had like a young men's small group. And I just think through that, this was in my early 20s. That's when it became like real to me, like, and pursuing like an actual relationship with God and not just so that like, oh, I'm going to church to be a good person, but, mm-hmm. but going because I want to, and I want to grow in my faith. So that's where for me, it became really real. And I just, ever since then it's, you know, it's an ongoing process, of course, like, you know, nobody's perfect and stuff, but we, you know, I'm trying to strive to just be a better, just deepening my faith and mm-hmm. Just looking to God more for guidance and what I do in life and stuff. So,
for sure. Yeah, I think so you both mentioned, you know, this idea that you grow up in a Christian household. So faith is just sort of taken for granted, right? But we do have to come to a moment in our lives where we decide like, okay, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. The same with any sort of family traditions or any sort of cultural exercise,
for sure.
as you said, right?
Sure.
We need to say, okay, like, what's the meaning behind this?
Yeah,
And do I want to keep doing this? Is this something I want for myself or that I want to pass on to my family and that sort of thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's neat to hear, like, yeah, for you, Jesse, that it's really a particular moment, right? Mm-hmm. A particular, like, experience of things happening And for you, you know, relationships, yeah. right? Yeah. So that spark can be anything.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So if you think about the role of faith in your life, what difference has faith made for you? Yeah, Jordan.
For me, faith has shaped so much in my life, and I know basically when before I had more of a personal relationship with God, the way I would respond to certain situations or people would be the way I would do it, and like, you know, it's not perfect. And now having like a faith-centered guide, if you will, in my mind, I'm trying to be more cognizant of like, okay, you know what, before I start to judge this person or before I, you know, decide to do this action, maybe let's just do like a double step of thought there in how God would want me to respond and stuff. So it's really helped shape how I respond to a lot of situations that previously I would respond to maybe in a non so Christian way and stuff. And of course, you know, even today it's not perfect. I'm a flawed human being like everyone else here, but you know, at least there, the intention is there, and I'm straight every day. It's just a new time to try and strengthen that.
So, yeah. What about for you, Jesse?
No, very similar to him. It's basically the lens of which I interact with everything in daily life. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, specifically for that part, you know, for relationships, or just like how you respond to people. I feel like the best part about faith is that there's accountability aspect I feel that you don't have without it, at least assuming people are mostly on the same page. So just an example, when me and my sister ever get into fights, before it can escalate to like past a certain point, we usually have to at some point step behind and say like, would God actually be happy with what he said? Or is there, would he actually be behind me being stubborn or angry? And obviously more often than not, the answer is no.
Yeah,
and so me and my sister have to kind of like eventually swallow pride. We say, we're both sorry.
Yeah.
Forgive one another and kind of move on, which I think is really helpful in some ways, because you can lie to yourself, but you really can't lie to God. Mm. And so I feel like faith really helps a lot in terms of like, not necessarily making things simple, but there's this kind of structure that I feel people who don't necessarily have faith can often struggle with, especially when you're dealing with other people or like, or certain situations where you're like, oh, how do we resolve this? And Jesus really gives us that blueprint to like at least have that both through the Bible and also like the larger church community to know how to like navigate life in some ways that it can be more complicated than others.
Well said. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was having a conversation with someone else earlier this week, and we just like, it wasn't someone that I knew very well, but like immediately we started talking about like our values. Mm-hmm. And then we stopped to be like, this is a weird conversation for two people to have, like if you're not grounded in faith, like you don't just walk up to somebody and be like, yeah, so like, what do you value? Or how do you make decisions in your life?
That's right.
But like faith gives us the lens to do that.
Yeah.
And faith gives us the motivation to want to do that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally agree with that.
Yeah. What about in some of the sort of darker or more challenging moments of life? So you mentioned, Jesse, that like that those challenging moments were what sort of drew you to faith. And now as we've sort of grown up a little bit, how has faith helped you in some of those challenging moments of your life?
Mm. For me, you know, years ago, I was having a lot of like issues with like, you know, certain family member, and it was really tough. And I actually would say that the closest I've ever been to God was through that. And it sometimes like when you say it kind of sucks to go like, oh, you have to go through this like really hard stuff in order to like really find God. But, when I was going through it and I was like longing for him, like the deepest, that's when I felt like the closeness with him. And I wish like, even when everything is going great in our lives and everything, I wish that, you know, I personally would still have that drive to go, oh, I want that more and more, because I think sometimes when things are going really well, we just going to go like, you know, hey, thanks God. Like, that's great. I'll take it from here. But, you know, we want to incorporate him in more aspects of our lives, not just like treating God like a vending machine of like, hey, I'm in trouble. I need this. Bleep, boop, boop, you know, but going like, you know what, God, I want you to be part of everything in my life, regardless whether it's good or bad. So yeah, for me, that was a time in my life for sure when really the deepness of my faith was like just yeah, it was very powerful for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What about for you?
Yeah, I really agree with what he mentioned regarding like it sucks that, but this will be the consistent theme for a lot of people, where like we get closest to God when times are tough.
Yeah.
When it's good, it's when we get complacent, right? It's always hard to kind of have that focus on him. But for me specifically, I think the biggest part for me, at least more recently versus the one I shared earlier, was kind of the patience part when it comes to trusting in him. Because when it came to my career, I didn't really know where I was going after university. And for the longest time, I was praying like, hey, where do you want me to go? Like, I worked at places like Costco, worked at places like a bubble tea shop. And then there's other stuff that's not related. So I was just like in ed tech and all that. And I was like, where am I going? And it's funny because now in hindsight, like all that stuff was feeding into one another. God was specifically timing certain things so I end up where I am now. Like, I would not be where I am in employment services if I had my way. A lot of the stuff that happened in hindsight, like it only would have like that one opportunity only happened specifically in 2020 or like 2019. So if I didn't end up getting the job then, it wouldn't have led to the opportunity I had later on. And then so many other things now. So especially in hindsight now, and I feel like it helps a lot for maybe any younger people who might be listening to this podcast right now, especially if you're kind of confused, you're like, man, I really don't know where I'm going. Really trust in God. A lot of things that don't seem related really like all clicks in your head like way later. And I think that's the biggest part for me is like sometimes those tough parts, they can last a long time. It doesn't necessarily mean like, oh, it's like, you know, a 3-month period or something. It could be years. And sometimes you really have to have that patience, and God answers in ways that you really don't expect.
And like that, for me, patience is like the hard part. I mean, like there's lots of hard parts of faith, but like, I'm I want to see the end kind of person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Just give me the answer.
Just give me all the answers.
Spoil it for me.
Those long periods of waiting in faith can be, as you've sort of both said, like some of the moments where like your faith is sort of bolstered the most, but also at the same time, like some of the places where your faith like can feel like the most shaky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because you're like, I'm just waiting it out.
Yep.
And yeah, I know for me, like it's in those moments that I need some like really solid habits and practices.
Yeah.
Of like there was a moment, I remember having a conversation with a friend during my undergraduate. And I had a lot of friends who were like deconstructing their faith. I mean, like, what do I really believe and why? And a friend said to me, like, okay, we're all doing this thing, but you don't seem to be doing it that. And I was like, no, I am doing that, but I'm showing up anyway. Right. Yeah. Like I'm showing up at church. I'm showing up at Bible study. I'm showing up at these things because I need that habit.
Yes.
In order to like help me not just like feel lost.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Completely.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I would even, it's funny going off of habits. It is so important to make faith a habit. And like you said, showing up to church or just being involved in a church-like community or Christian friend group. You know, I mean, people watching who are, you know, starting to work out for New Year's, New Year's resolutions, new year, new me, all that. You know, I think the reason why people kind of fall off in February in the gym is because they don't make fitness a habit. And it becomes this monolith of like, oh my gosh, I gotta kill myself on a treadmill. But but it's, if you just make it a habit and just take it in small baby steps, it becomes real. And I think faith can absolutely apply in that way too.
Yeah, for sure.
No, definitely.
So we're doing this series on heroes of faith, and Rob is going to take us through some of the sort of biblical heroes of faith. But I'm wondering, in your own lives, who have been some of those heroes, some of those people who have really modeled faith well for you?
Yeah. So there's two parts for me. One's like more based from home and then one from like church.
Sure.
So home, it's my mom for sure. I feel like even though she doesn't have like a strong educational background or like really rooted in theology, like she really embodies the selflessness that Christ teaches us, because she's always been the person who's like immediately tries to help people, even if she doesn't really know them, to like just meet you for the first time. She was willing to give you like financial advice, you know, help you out with something over the weekend. And one thing that really stuck out to me as a kid was that, so my dad had a grand uncle on his side who had Alzheimer's, and we ended up taking him for like a couple of years to take care of him in home. Mm-hmm. And my mom basically took the brunt of that. And that's kind of crazy. We have like three kids. I was like an elementary at the time on top mm-hmm. of that. And so even though, again, she's not directly blood related or anything to him, took care of him and everything. And even after he ended up going back to Hong Kong, he ended up being passing there. Like, she was the one who went, was the first one who went there to help and handle like deal with his estate, all the other stuff with the funeral and everything else. And for me, that always stuck with me just because like the amount of stuff she did. Like, she did more than my dad. My dad's the one related. And then on the church side, Jordan already mentioned them, but both Bill Crawford and Dale Giesbrecht, I feel like they've been fantastic. Like I said, when they were leading that young men's small group, that was really the anchor for me during the time for university, because it was a transitional period of feel for both me and Jordan. We're both starting to navigate like school, but also even afterwards when we're starting to do our first jobs, like they were really there to kind of give us their insights, their experience, as we're kind of figuring out like, how do I start adulting basically? And especially for Dale in particular, like even when he ended up disbanding the Young Men's Small Group, he told me that, hey, Jesse, like, it doesn't have to end here. Like, you can lead a group. Like, you have the qualities to do that. And at first I was like, oh man, yeah, I can't lead a group. But that did stick with me for some time. And when I eventually did take the dive to become a life group leader, like, basically a lot of I've done is modeled after what Dale showed. And so I think both Bill and Dale did a fantastic job basically leading that group.
Yeah
absolutely. Sure. I totally agree with him about Dale Giesbrecht, Bill Crawford. For me, some of the heroes of faith for me, I've actually been people like Bob Goff, Goff, who's a Christian author and a kind of a philanthropist as well. And Rick Warren, who's a mm-hmm. pastor down in the States. Like I've listened to so many of either Rick Warren's sermons or Bob Goff's teachings and such, and just trying to help people model the way of Christ with, you know, with the circumstances they have and such. Like Bob Goff, for example, teaching people like me, for sure, like how to deal with, you know, how to deal with like difficult people in a world full of them. Right. Like, and there's people that are, you know, maybe you don't get along with very well, or they're kind of just like rough around the edges. But, you know, trying to model like loving those people and giving them guidance. And Rick Warren's, just like some of his sermons have really, really inspired me that way. So, yeah. And I mean, you know what, there's so many people here at Trinity, like Jesse said, that have been faith inspirations to me. I just can't, I'm just not going to sit here for an hour and just list them all up. I truly, there are so many people at this church specifically that I've grown up with in faith and coming to church that have really modeled Jesus' teachings and just have been an inspiration to me as well. So,
Yeah. And just sort of hearing you each talk about these different folks, one thing that stands out to me is there's like different levels of people, right? Like there's your mom, there's the people in our homes that we see every day and interact with. And then there's the people in our church community that we sort of have, they're, you know, they're not in our lives every day, but they're, some of them are pretty much a lot, you know? And then there's those other people that, you know, we don't know personally, but that do speak into our lives, right? That really shape our faith. And I think it's helpful to have somebody at each level.
Yes.
Right? Right? Because we need those moms, we need those partners, those people who can be there in our everyday lives.
Yeah.
And then we need those people who come in for seasons, right? And who speak to us and help shape us in different ways. Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you think about some of the heroes of faith in scripture, are there any particular people or characters that sort of stand out to you, stories that you really appreciate or that have shaped your faith in a particular way?
For me, I mean, Daniel, like, you know, I think Rob had even done a sermon about it, like Daniel in the lion's den, as we've heard this parable before. And I mean, just the faith that he had to get in the lion's den, like if I asked you, go into a lion's den right now and just pray to God quick that the lions won't bite you. You know what I mean? Would you do that? Right. And I think a lot of people would really, really have second thoughts about doing that. So that's just one biblical example where it's like, wow, like his faith really was strong, because lions are not going to take it easy on you, you know, unless they're friendly zoo lions or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I think for me, I don't think a lot of people think of this one, but Jonah, because I think he knows God exists, and he had the balls to basically tell God, I don't want to see Nineveh, and he ran away.
Right.
And God showed so much mercy to both him and Nineveh. And I think if God could choose a prophet like Jonah, there's hope for us.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think it's just a great example of like just how patient God can be.
Yeah.
And that even for someone who like deals with God on a daily basis, like they can act like that.
Yeah.
So it's okay. Like I think Doran mentioned many times, we have our faults. If you fall down, you can pick yourself up. God will pick you up again.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's so interesting, because often we talk about Jonah as like the anti-prophet, right? Yeah. Does the prophet thing, but like really reluctantly.
Then
like even in the end, he's like, nah, God, burn them all.
Yeah. He's like, I have this nice spot to see them burn. It's like, oh man, it's hot.
Yeah. Is this really necessary? Yeah. Can we just telephone?
I did the job. Do you really have to save them?
Yeah, that's right. We do a Zoom call with them. Thanks.
Yeah. But you're right that he does stand out as someone who at the very least has this faith to be honest with God, and has this faith to just be like, I don't want to do this job, but God is calling me. Yeah. So I guess I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And it's very relatable.
So true.
Yeah.
So
sure.
True.
Yeah. I think for me, when I think about heroes of faith and folks in scriptures, I mean, there's a lot of examples, a lot of stories that stand out, but I think Jeremiah has always been a guy that I relate with. Mm-hmm. Just his story of calling and when God calls him, God says, you know, go and like speak to the people, and you're going to speak words of both comfort and destruction. Mm-hmm. And Jeremiah's like, nah.
Yeah. No thanks.
Yeah. Like, I'm too young. I'm too this. Mm-hmm. I can't do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People aren't going to listen to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then he goes and does it.
Yeah.
And again, his story brings both comfort and destruction, and both moments of boldly speaking the truth and moments of weeping.
Yeah.
moments of saying like, God, I don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. God, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But faith through it all.
Mm-hmm.
Through all of the ups and downs.
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you both so much for taking time to share your stories and your thoughts.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah.
And for those who are listening, I hope that you've been able to pull out some moments of faith and truth from these stories as well. Moments that maybe resonate with your experiences, or moments that challenge you to think more deeply about your faith. And I would love to hear your stories of faith as well. So feel free to reach out. You can email us or send us a message, and I would love to chat with you more about what faith looks like in your life. And so now I just hope that you go forth into this week full of faith and trust in God. And we'll see you soon.